Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, ma'am. Do you have a minute of your time?
Yeah, is this political?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's see what you're going to ask.
Okay, are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yep.
Okay, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yep.
Okay, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership? Yes, it is. No, it is not.
Okay, one more time. Can you say that again?
Sure. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Well, of course it is.
Okay. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container case, or lockbox, or made temporarily unopenable by a temporary resident locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose the state law in Ohio regarding...
I would oppose it. I would oppose it.
Okay.
Because you don't need all that crap to keep kids safe.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involved in accidental shootings? Support or oppose?
You see, no, I wouldn't support that. Because
okay.
That's just the same two questions asked differently. So no, I wouldn't support that.
That would be support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you.
Because you don't need to lock it up, put it away, have a key, put it wherever where you can't get to it when you need it in order to keep a kid safe.
Okay.
So.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by a firearm young youth? Support or oppose?
No. No, oppose.
Okay. Would you
support... Same question. Go ahead, honey. I know you're just doing your job.
Yes, we're almost done.
I get it.
I'm so thankful for being patient, too, with me. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you support...
I got news for you. I've had a gun stolen right... When they couldn't get the safe open, they took the safe. So, somebody wants to get it, they're going to get it regardless.
Okay.
I mean, that's just common sense.
Ma'am, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines the secure storage to include a safe lock, support, or oppose?
See, now that's a tough answer because it's a tough question. No, I would oppose because that goes along with all the other questions about safe locks and everything else. You need your gun where you can get it. And the trick is, I don't know how old you are. My kids never even knew I had a gun. They never even knew we had one in the house. They couldn't see it. It wasn't at their level, but it was at a level that we could get to protect our family if we needed to. So no, I would oppose.
Okay. A locked container or case, support or oppose? To the same question. Or.
Yeah, I mean, most of them come with locks, so I'm going to say opposed because it's the same line of questioning, just asked differently. Boy, your job must suck. Your job must suck.
Okay.
Okay. It really does. It's got to. I get it, baby. It's a paycheck, but God, your job must be.
You're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not allowed to say anything at all.
You're not allowed to say a word because it's probably all recorded, and I don't know what your beliefs are, but I believe everybody in this country or in any country should have the right to protect themselves and their family. okay? There's bad guys with guns everywhere. If they took our guns, who's going to take the bad guys' guns?
Okay.
You think they're just going to turn them over? So then now what that means, I'm just going to simplify it. It means that nobody has guns but the bad guys. Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Okay. And a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose?
Oppose. See, it's going on the same line. They're just asking it different. Boy,
okay.
We were taught about this in like ninth grade.
Okay.
That, how many ways can you ask the same question? Do you remember that? I
yeah.
do.
A lot of ways.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm 65. I remember that shit. There's like 12 or 13 different ways you can ask the same question, and you've asked me, what, 9 of them or so? Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via key lock? Opposed or support?
Opposed.
A combination lock, support, or opposed?
Opposed. God, that's worse. I couldn't even open my locker in school.
What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Opposed?
No, opposed.
Okay.
Opposed, for sure opposed.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
I'm thinking about that question here.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a different... I'm going to say opposed.
Okay. So, yes, it is secure. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not secure. Okay.
Right. Do you know all my grandbabies know how to fire a gun, and my youngest is 6?
Wow.
They've all been taught how to fire a gun. You take all the curiosity out of a gun, kids don't have any reason to go near it. You teach them, and they do well. But they can all use a bow and arrow, and they can all use a gun. So you take the curiosity out of it for the kids. You know, the moment you tell kids that do not go near this box. Yeah, I remember what I did as a kid. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely, oppose, or support?
Oppose, because there again, if people own a gun, if they have a CC, they carry it. So it's never going to be left around where anybody else can get it. This is all bullshit, and I'm going to tell you, because it's a responsible gun owner. No responsible gun owner is going to do that dumb stuff. God, yeah, it's just nuts. Boy, I could never do your job.
Okay.
I could never. I give you credit.
Now, Sergeant...
My son-in-law is over here just grinning. He's listening, because I have you on speaker. He's just listening to all this, and he's just, you know, he's smiling and shaking his head just like I am.
Okay.
It's true. It's true, honey. If you're a law-abiding citizen and you own a gun, you're responsible with it. Gosh.
Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get search warrants. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would that be support or oppose?
Okay, so if I would not want them to search my car without a warrant or my home, I would support it
or oppose?
I'm not sure of the question. Okay, so.
Would you like me to read
it again? Go ahead, break that down. Please.
Okay, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yes, I support that, I think.
Okay.
Oh, see, this is one of them stupid questions.
Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can't be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Okay, so now that one, wait a minute. Let me run that through my head.
Which let me read.
Yeah, because the kid should never discharge a firearm, period. I mean, unless they're at a range or target practice or something. So let me, in my head, is how did this kid get this gun? That's where my head went. Okay, go ahead. Do it again.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can't be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Oh, so that means the kid would have had to have gotten to the gun if it was securely stored and all that. Okay. Oh, see, now. Shit. My head is not wrapping around this one for some reason. Give me a second.
Oh, okay.
No, not read it again. There's no point in reading it a third time. But I'm just trying to... Oh, my God. Can you come back to that?
Yes, we can come back to that.
Okay, come back to that.
All right. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor should Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
I think I would have to support that because if he's discharging a firearm, you know, maybe something was going on in the house. Something. You never know.
Okay.
You never know. But I don't think any minor should ever be able to get his hands on a gun unless it's to shoot somebody for self-protection.
Okay.
So that, you understand what I'm trying to say here? So I, when I, with these questions, yes.
Okay.
So I would support this, I think.
Okay.
Because that would mean that he would look into them, yes? The prosecutor.
That's what it's saying, like the request.
Okay, that works for me, yes.
Okay.
All right, then that's fine.
Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Oppose. That's like doxing.
Okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm an Independent. I have never in my life voted for a particular party just because they had a particular initial.
Okay.
It's what they stand for and what they do that matters to me, not the party.
All right. What is your age?
I'll be 65 in December, so 64.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race? White, Black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
White.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider
I am absolutely... There's only two, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm a female.
Thank you.
There's only two. Should be a very short list.
Well, this includes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to that question.
Oh, yes. Just give me a second. Let me double check on it. Oh.
What is your name?
Susan. Okay, actually, the question is not giving me back the answer. It's just because when I hit and skipped it, it's not allowing me to go back. So we just left it like undecided.
Okay, I'd rather that than either way.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But thank
all right,
you so much for
your
time. Thank you.
This job of yours is going to be over at the election time, so I'm just saying, hang in there, kiddo.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, ma'am. Take care.
You too. Be blessed. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you believe that?